Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Well, it really isn't all that bad. It's not as bad as I expected. Welcome to this week's Left Ahead podcast. This is Mike Ball, who blogs at leftahead.com, of course, and Harumph at harumpher.com. I didn't advertise this show, but you're welcome to call in if you have a don't have a secret number, don't have an anonymous number. That is, it would be at 718-664-6966. And again, if you're listening around and you want to talk about Bernie Sanders and the delightful Democrats and now their convention, you're welcome to call at 718-664-6966. And back to it. Bernie actually did better than I thought, but he had a good supporting cast, maybe an excellent supporting cast. Al Franken was cool. Sarah Silverman was a marvelous thing. And, of course, Michelle Obama had a highly crafted, very skillful speech. But anyway, we'll get into that. But this is a the full go, the full night at the Democratic Convention, and people were asking, what can Bernie do? There's a whole bunch of people saying that they're never Hillary, that they're, you know, Bernie forever, and yeah, but, you know, it's true love kind of stuff. And it's tough for me because I am a Bernie supporter. I think his policies are vastly superior to anybody on any of the parties, the third parties or the two major parties. He's the way to go. And the Democrats, well, they sucked up a bit. And their platform is better. Bernie put the best spin on it during his speech, and he said it was the most progressive platform the Democrats have ever produced. I'm not so sure. I think we go back to Franklin Roosevelt, and we might have done better. But nevertheless, he's got a big point in that he got much of what he wanted in the platform. And there's going to be a roll call tonight, and he certainly isn't going to get the nomination. But I think everybody acknowledges he came damn close. Of course, the bitterness to us, who are big Bernie people, always Bernie people, was that the allegations that the Democratic National Committee had the thumb on the scale is the euphemism they use. But were actively doing whatever they could to see that Hillary Clinton got the nomination. And she was the machine candidate, and the machine won. And it's not terrifically surprising. I guess it's much more surprising that Bernie came so close, and he caught fire. This little frizzy-haired guy, I identify with that part, came so close. It's the closest a Jew has ever come to a shot here. We've had one who was nominated to run for president, and he got crushed. But, you know, I think we can let the gimmicks aside. There's the gimmick of a woman, the first woman president. There would be the gimmick of the first Jewish president. But and you've got to look, I think it's more important to look at the policies and see what things are doing. And, you know, Bernie kind of won in the sense that he got Hillary Clinton to get off her moderate throne, which is she seems to have inherited from her husband, because that is my biggest concern with President Clinton too, is that she would be the kind of pragmatic situation ethic sort of moderate that her husband was, and we got dreadful things out of there. I mean, Bill Clinton loves to stand up, and I'm sure he will during the convention talk about how wonderful the economy was at his presidency. But, you know, some of that's the world economy, some of his other factors, and some of it's his policies. But he's perfectly happy to take full credit for that. Asked me one time about the speech he gave for Stephen Lynch down there at the Iron Workers Union. I'll tell you about how wonderful Bill Clinton thinks he is. Anyway, they get into it, and he will talk about that. But he gave away the store so many times. We have the Defense of Marriage Act, which I think is probably the largest disgrace of a Democrat in the last half of the 20th century. It was a terrible thing to do. And we had took us forever to extricate ourselves from that terrible blunder. But that was, again, pragmatism, situation ethics. What can I get? How can I advance my plan a little bit and let these peons, the LGBTQ people, just kind of get cast aside? And that's, I'm was afraid that that Hillary might go that way. And in fact, she might. We'll see where she goes on some of her proposals, because there are chances for her to compromise to death, I think, on the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal is the worst likelihood. She was very much in favor of it, and it sucks. It's a terrible thing for America and for the world, but she's all for it, was all for it, and now she got pushed to be against it because of Bernie and the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. So now she says she's against it. But then there's this two-edged sword there. One of it is you don't want to destroy Obama's legacy, not letting him have this great big thing that he wants. But I'm sorry, the thing he wants is poison, and we shouldn't be doing it. So I'm hoping that she keeps her act together. But I wouldn't be amazed if she didn't reverse course again on this one, have some kind of lame excuse for being able to do that. So we'll see how that goes. But the question came when the Bernie people came up, what's going to happen? And the predictable and unpredictable happened. First of all, if you read the reports about the night, the Bernie people booed nonstop and were inconsolable and were just, you know, are going to ruin everything forever and ever and ever. And it's jive. If you, you know, if you were there or if you listen to the reportage, I mean, you listen to the speeches, it didn't happen. He got some boos when he said that he was for Hillary, and he asked for people to do that, and it was more important to defeat Donald Trump and bring in the progressive things that the Hillary people said, okay, let's do that, and for the platform, than it was to hold out. So he said that. And yeah, there were some boos, but it didn't dominate. And I don't believe it when you just read a newspaper or an online post about, oh, this is terrible. The people were just couldn't stop them. Yes, they could. There were smatterings of boos here and there, and it wasn't so bad. So I think Bernie did a pretty good job at saying that he was with Hillary, that it was very important that we elect her and not Donald Trump. And he was extremely disappointed not to be the nominee. And that's going to be sewed up at the roll call vote, and people are going to go around, and they're going to do that, and Hillary's going to go over the top with her her delegates, and that's going to be that, and she's going to be the nominee. And at that point, I suppose, bitter, cold, or in this case, hot, reality sets in, and the Bernie people are going to have to say, okay, I'll vote for Hillary. Now, I don't know how many of us are going to go out and actively campaign for her. I don't think I shall. I will vote for her. I will tell people it's necessary to elect her. I will talk down these Trump idiots. But, you know, I can't give more money to her. My wife will. And I can't go campaign actively for her because I think her policies are tepid, and I am trepid. I'm not at all sure that she's up for the right things. And I'm not so sure she's going to be a two-term president, for that matter. But I, you know, actively hope that we can do what is ever possible to keep Donald Trump from coming anywhere near the White House. Not only does he want to give all power, domestic and international, to his vice president, his, you know, dreadful right-wing bigot Mike Pence, but you know, he has a scandalous history of harming, hurting, hindering, and hampering people. So he's not the guy. We don't want him. So you got to think about now, what did Bernie do? And he got up there and said, look what we did. We almost elected me. That's the closest as he comes to ego, I think. He's very low ego, very low vanity. I like him and identify with that. I think that's cool. But then he also said that we have this most progressive platform that the Democrats have ever had. And as I just said, I'm not so sure that's true, but it's pretty damn close. It's way up there. And it's a lot better than we've had, gosh, going back, since, I don't know. Well, Barack Obama promised a lot. He didn't deliver much of it. He didn't get the low-hanging fruit. He wasn't all good on gay rights issues. There are a bunch of stuff he didn't do, but he accomplished a lot. And you look at a hell of a lot when you see how much obstructionism he had and how difficult people made his life and how many people didn't want a black man sitting in the White House. So we got that. So I think that's going to work for Bernie. And I think I see that the Pew just came out with a poll that 90-some percent of the, it was like 91% of the people that were all Bernie all along will vote for Hillary. And that's only 20% of the Democratic voters. But if 90% of us in, that's 18% that he doesn't have to worry about, the Democrats don't have to worry about. We've got that. And that's a big chunk in this chunky election. So that's a very positive thing. And I think that it's going to work for Hillary, and I think she's going to win, but it's going to be one hell of a struggle. So, I don't know. I may end up campaigning for her. God, I hope not. Anyway, but we find out that if you look at the figures, when Donald Trump's supporters are in against his detractors, you'll find that he can't really conceivably win enough electoral votes to get the presidency. The blacks and Latinos are against him, and if they come out and are inspired at all, they'll do that. The young people really are opposed to him. I mean, what he's got is white men, and white men don't make up an electorate. I'm sorry, you don't win with white men. And the smarter, better educated you are, the less likely you are to vote for Trump. That's, you know, this is not doing. So you know, basically, and plus the Democrats. You got the Democrats out there, and there are more registered Democrats with good reason. So Trump got a bump from his convention, and he's just so happy. He's going on and on about, in this poll, I lead Hillary by 1 point or 2 points, and I have no doubt, as more rational and nicer that the Democrats are, that she's going to get more like a 9 or even a 10-point bump from her convention because of the way things are going, particularly after the speeches on the opening night. It was really an amazing piece of work. And I can say, people go on and on about Michelle Obama, and I got to say, she had the professional speech. And she pulled out all of the, I love Hillary, and she's as good as my husband, and this is wonderful, and here's this anecdote and that anecdote, and we're just, everything's swell, and it's just a wonderful thing. And, you know, Donald Trump's people didn't have any of that. The people who knew him, including his family, didn't have any of that. I mean, he's a cold fish, and there was no vitality in describing him. But Michelle came all across that, and she talked policy, and she talked personality, and, you know, both her husband and Hillary come across as much, much stronger, and she did a very good job at humanizing Hillary, who is often seen as a cold fish. Hillary is incredibly ambitious, and that cuts people off. I mean, you don't have to be an ambitious woman. You can be an ambitious man and turn people off, and they do. So, you know, that was an issue, but Michelle, you know, gave her a good burnish, and I thought that was really nice. But it was, Al Franken was helpful. He gave his good, not quite comedian speech, but he was pretty good. But the real comedian, Sarah Silverman, did the job, and I was astonished. I'll put a link to both Sarah Silverman's talk and to Bernie Sanders' talk. And if you haven't heard both of them, you really need to do that. But Sarah's is under 2 minutes, and it's really a piece of work because she ad-libbed most of it, and she did a great job on it, and it came up. And she addressed the, always Bernie people who don't want Hillary under any circumstance, and I'll never, ever do it. Yeah, jive. And she just got up there, and among her phrases was, "You people are being ridiculous." And she had it right on. It's like, you know, this is, you know, Obama's first election. he did an amazing piece of work with the youth people. And Bernie got a lot of youth vote, but Barack had the benefit of 2 years ahead of him, friend, his best friend, Deval Patrick, became governor of Massachusetts by following that youth social media strategy. And he taught his friend to do that. And Barack did it even better. It was an amazing piece of work. Now, Bernie got a lot of that bump in his. I think that has a lot to do with the millions of people who voted for him and who donated to him. But you got to say that Hillary and certainly Trump is not going to get any of that. And the time has passed. There was a social media moment, and it came and went. So that's not going to happen. But Bernie was out there, and his people are not going to go out the way they did for Barack Obama. But it's not because of Hillary. It's because the times have changed, and things are very different. And she's not going to get that, and it isn't the moment for that, and that's not the way she does it. But what we're going to have here is get out the vote, GOTV, and it's going to be make the difference, and it's going to make the difference for Hillary. Not only does she have a machine in place, but the people are there, the people who are the gimmick people, the people who say, I want to have a first woman president. Okay, that's a reasonable goal. I mean, I would have been perfectly happy with the first Jewish president. That would have been swell. But nevertheless, we have people who are out there who will support her because she's a Democrat, people who will support her because she's a woman. And I think the people who will support her because she's a woman, far more than going to offset the people who don't want a woman president. It still astonishes me to see and hear other middle-aged women say, oh, a woman can't be a president. That's crap. But there are the people who didn't want a black president. There are, you know, when John Kennedy was running, there are people who just thought that it would be a disaster to have a Catholic president. A Roman Catholic would just do whatever the Pope told him, and it would cede American sovereignty to the Vatican. What? That's crazy talk. But nevertheless, there are people who don't want to have a woman president. There are people who didn't want to have a black president, people who didn't want to have a Catholic president. The only people who won so far are those who didn't want to have a Jewish president or a Latino president. I haven't got those so far. But nevertheless, I think the people who are delighted at the prospect of a woman being president are going to go out strongly for Hillary. And that's very positive. And that's great. So I think it's going to be the get out the vote. If we can't get inspired by first-time young people, we have our mini boomlet that came and went too. If we can't have those, then how are we going to get them out? And I don't know that the Trump supporters have the guts and the wit to get all excited about this. I mean, the bigots, they can sit home and mumble and grunt and insult people, and they don't have to go out and vote to do that. They can do that at in their living room and their bars. And so I think that's going to go. But I think what you have to have is the people who are excited. And I think they're going to be much more excited about Hillary Clinton than people are excited about Donald Trump. The people I know who say that they support Trump say it almost shamefully. You know, they know what a bigot he is. They know how dreadful his experiences are. They know how he treats people, his suppliers and his competitors, and how awful he is to the communities where he starts a business or puts up a casino, and what a disgrace he is. So I don't, you know, they're not as excited about Donald Trump. And I think the Hillary people are going to get more excited about it. And I'm back to the original question is, did Bernie do enough? And I think, given the circumstances and the timing, yeah, I suspect he did enough. Because there's going to be, if Pew is right, there'll be 10% of the Bernie supporters are going to go off in a sulk. And they would be willing to let their vote go to some jerk like Jill Stein, who has no plans, no policies, no economics, who's unfortunate. And she has the nice green part on her on the party name, but otherwise, she's a loser, as Donald Trump would say. And so I don't see her doing it. And the libertarian is, you know, he's a nudnik. He's not gonna even show in the polls. So he's not a factor. But it's really going to come down to Hillary and Trump supporters, and I think Hillary's are much, much stronger. So I am calling it for Hillary, and you have to stay in tune to see whether I can get out there and actually campaign for her. But we'll see. By the time the convention ends and we get the additional speeches and Bill Clinton speaks and Hillary Clinton speaks and we get them all there and people look at their platforms and you look at the hateful, divisive GOP campaign and how terrible those people were and are, I think there'll be a very clear contrast with the Democrats. And I predict a very high bump for Hillary on this. And I think Bernie was really big on that. He came out there and said that he was with her, and it was absolutely essential to defeat Donald Trump and elect Hillary Clinton. He had it both ways. And he did his part. So, and I'm pretty sure he brought along most of us. Maybe they're going to be more like me, and they will vote for her and talk her up, but maybe not actively campaign for her, not knock on doors. But there we go. But Bernie did his job, and I'll put links on to Sarah Silverman's talk. It's really cute. And then to Bernie's 29-minute speech. But if you want to hear what Bernie's about, if you weren't convinced one way or another, listen in. It's worth your 29 minutes. And certainly Silverman's is well worth hers. So listen to him and see. But I think don't listen to the reporters who wrote and who got on that little TV says, oh, the Bernie people all booed when he said, I'm voting for Hillary. No, a very small percentage of them did. And they make up a small percentage of the room. And so I think that reflects the reality of the electorate. And we're not going to have the problem. So the meme in the media is the Bernie people are always Bernie, ever Bernie, never Hillary, and that's crap. That's not true. So no, I think it's Bernie did his part, and Michelle more than did her part, and Sarah Silverman did her part. So it's going that way, and good on them, good on all of them. So thank you very much for listening. And make me eat my words if I'm wrong, but I'm saying a big bump for Hillary after this. Farewell.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.